This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In the end, you're going to be forced to make some cuts.
Yes.
All right, Chris Harrington is going to join us on the other side. Then we will play Righter Than Right Trivia. Two lawn tickets given away if you play honorably or can manage to best Jeffrey, Dierks Bentley. Two tickets to Dierks Bentley concert live at the Garden on June 6th. We'll do all that in the second hour. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a lady.
Bluebell and good friends gathered round.
a frosty mug and try the newest flavor from Bluebell, A&W Root Beer Float Ice Cream. A creamy vanilla-flavored ice cream swirled together with an A&W Root Beer flavored sherbet. A new way to enjoy your favorite root beer float.
The good old days are being made right now.
For Bluebell ice cream at Marion Marketplace in Marion, Arkansas, and Riggs Piggly Wiggly Supermarkets of North Mississippi.
Soak up the summer savings with Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for everyday essentials or planning a sun-filled trip, Family Dollar has amazing deals on the stuff you need this season. Like Coppertone sun care products, now buy one, get one 50% off. Or Capri Sun 10 packs on sale for only $3. Want to save even more? Check out the Family Dollar app to see how you can save more than ever before with smart coupons. Only at Family Dollar. Helping you do more.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
so what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 0110, 764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel, of course, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same game parlays, live bets, championship futures. You can even fade our executive producer, Brad Carson. That's been lucrative. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSMITH with new customers getting $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 929 FM, ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We saw this place upon the corner, and it looked real swell. So we opened the door and we went inside.
this is what we yell now, pizza.
Now,
it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now on assignment in Minnesota, site of tonight's game between Minnesota and the Dallas Mavs. All right, that's just a coincidence. Chris, what are we listening to?
Pizza Pie by the Rob Roys. Little doo-wop classic. I wrote about pizza today.
Yes, you did. How did the move go yesterday?
The move yesterday went okay. You got through that day. It's not a one-day process, we've discovered.
Certainly not.
But everything got moved into the house. You know, the guy showed up and moved everything into the house. Now we have to move things within the house. We definitely have way, way too much stuff. And so we're going to take a van load of stuff to Chicago when we take our, you know, this summer our daughter's going to move out of the dorms into an apartment.
I see.
But then we'll still have too much stuff. And so, you know, I posed a new rule yesterday. For every one item that comes into the house that's non-consumable, two items got to go out.
Oh.
You know, maybe, our biggest issue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Biggest issue was that the box spring on my wife and I, our bed, will not go up the stairs. So we're going to have to reconsider our bed situation. There may be some double switch going on with who has what bed.
You know, the problem with this new rule you have, it's like Grizzlies, a consolidation trades. They're not easy to make. You know, the sending two away and getting one back is not, it's easy in theory.
And in our case, the obstacle is not finding a trade partner, it's willpower.
Right. So. All right, before I get to the NBA, obviously you got a big game in Minnesota tonight. T-Wolves will be hosting the Mavs. You did write about pizza today. All of this comes in wake of the preposterous ranking of pizza places.
I mean, we were working on this anyway. I think you can imagine we didn't do this. You think
I was going to say, how did this get whipped
after some
up?
Stupid survey came out.
Right. Oh, so you're already? I was thinking about this. You have had a lot on your plate, as it were. Anyway, I can't imagine that you've went to all these pizza places and did these interviews while you're unpacking your pod. But anyway, two pieces up today, and also a pizza bracket up today at the Daily Memphian. If you want to vote for Memphis's best pizza, it's a 32-person bracket. I already saw that one of the comments is complaining that we left out Elwood Shack. So you can't have everyone in there. But I want to start with this. You wrote a piece about Memphis-style pizza. Now, I asked Jeffrey if he knew what Memphis-style pizza was. He said he had no idea. He guessed maybe barbecue pizza. But you stipulate or posit that there is a Memphis-style pizza.
Yeah, this is something I sort of suggested to Jennifer Biggs a few years ago when we were doing a pizza pod. And she sort of stopped and said, you know, I've never thought about that, but I think you're right. And two of the three places I wrote about, like, say themselves, that they proclaim themselves Memphis-style pizza. And it's, you know, it's X-Lines, it's Broadway, and it's Fox Ridge Pizza. And they all had, I would get into a little bit of the detail or try to, the backstory of this, but they all have the exact same style pizza. There are connections to some degree between them. And it is a style pizza that I think developed in Memphis, and as far as I can tell, it's specific to Memphis. My theory on it, and I feel like I'm on firm ground on this, although you can't exactly locate it, but my theory is that it's essentially a cross-pollination of Coletta's Barbecue Pizza, which is sort of the original Memphis pizza Memphis's contribution to global pizza culture starts there. But it's a cross-pollination between that and what is known as Midwestern tavern-style pizza. Like, when you go to Chicago, you think of deep dish, but there's another kind of local pizza in Chicago that's thin crust, and it's tavern-style, and it's cut into squares, it's cheese on top and cheese to the edges. And the Memphis pizza is basically that with a lot more meat, which necessitates a thicker crust. So to me, it's the Coletta's thick crust and heavy meat ideal crossed with the Midwestern tavern style approach.
So
and I think that's where it comes from.
Is the Midwestern tavern the same as Detroit, or is that different?
No, Detroit's different. And in fact, we had pizza here last night in St. Paul, and it was that sort of tavern style. I'll probably tweet out a photo of that at some point if I ever get on social media today. But No, Detroit's a different kind of thing because that's more of an oblong kind of pizza, a little bit thicker. But, like, if you go, like, I don't remember the place. There's a place near to the Paul Campus. We had pizza, like, Pat's or something. And it's not deep dish. It's, like, tavern style. And it's bad. A lot of the old-school pizza places in the Twin Cities are like that. And, again, so, it's thin crust, but the cheese goes all the way to the edges. There's no, like, edge of crust around the end. And it's all cut into squares, and that's sort of what it is.
Which, by the way, chronologically, Coletta's, X Lines, Broadway, Fox Ridge, maybe you don't remember off the top of your head. What's the who was here first?
Well, Coletta's was. And sort of pizza and Memphis starts with Coletta's. That's the story that's been written and story that we have written. So I didn't want to just write that same story.
Remind me of that story.
Yeah. Well, what I wrote is something I don't think has ever been written, which is why I did that. But Coletta's is pizza was introduced to Memphis via Coletta's. And it was. It was an Italian restaurant, and they started serving pizza. What happened broadly with pizza in America is GIs came home from World War II. GIs who had been stationed in Italy and had pizza in Italy came back home and popularized pizza in the United States. So I'm not saying there was no pizza in America before 1940, but generally speaking, the pizza boom in America starts during World War II, and it's GIs coming back. And with Coletta's in particular, I think it was more the 1950s, and basically they had someone, there was some connection where they got with someone from Chicago who came down and sort of taught them how to make pizza. So they started putting Memphis barbecue on top of their pizza, and that's the first place, as far as anyone knows, anywhere where there was a barbecue pizza. And now you can find barbecue pizza everywhere, but it's usually like, you know, more of a chicken pizza. It's not like Coletta's does it.
Were X-Lines, Broadway, and Fox Ridge, which are the three that you identify as quintessential Memphis-style pizzas, are they all basic contemporaneous with each other?
Well, they all trace back to this other place that was the Raleigh Pizza Parlor during the 1970s. And that style of pizza and, in some cases, the specific menus you'll find today dates back to that pizza place in the 1970s. And Walter Eschlein bought the Raleigh Pizza Parlor in 1974, I guess. This is their 50th anniversary. So he bought the Raleigh Pizza Parlor in late 1973 and reopened it as X-Lines Pizza, but with the same menu and the same style in 74. Broadway Pizza, it was started by someone who had been an employee of the Raleigh Pizza Parlor, and according to the current owner, who's the daughter of the original Broadway owner, was the foster daughter of the people who owned Raleigh Pizza. The Fox Ridge connection is a little sketchier, and like I was told stories about that, but I was told them off the record for some reason, so I guess I can't get into it. There is like deep family history, like handed down. This is a little bit of Hatfields and McCoys situation, to be honest with you. But my point was not to pit these places against each other. It was to celebrate them in unison, because I think 50 years later, most people don't care.
Right.
Like who had it first and who did who wrong and all that. But there is some of that in the weeds of this.
So what characterizes Memphis style is heavy meat and all the way to, it's all loaded up to the edge. I like the one quote from someone, one of the people there, one of these places said, a lot of places a pizza will serve two people. That's not the Memphis style pizza. Like, it's heavy. But the crust is what? The crust is a chewier crust or a thinner crust?
It's a sort of a mid-sized crust. It's not deep dish. It's not thin. It's not even like your hand tossed. It's a chewier, like, I don't know, half-inch thick kind of crust. A lot of people do not like the crust. But the crust is required to handle all the meat. And I think that's also a reason. I think that cut into squares also sort of comes from the tavern, Midwestern tavern style. But it's also necessitated by the amount of toppings, because these pizzas are so thick and so heavy with stuff that if you've got a large, and the small ones actually are cut into normal slices, triangular slices.
Huh.
But if you tried to get a medium or a large of one of these and cut them into slices, there's no way you're eating that. You're not picking it up. It's just falling apart.
A lot of good stuff in the story, including the like Broadway. It never occurred to me that Broadway used to be jam-packed with, what'd they say, kids from college kids or whatever. Then
Road students.
Yeah, road students. Then Sam Cooper.
Or Southwestern, probably.
Yeah, then Sam Cooper was constructed, which all of a sudden Broadway, and this is a story about Broadway more than just the pizza place, and it was deserted. Yep. And now it's come to life again because so many, you know, as sort of this separate area, and they have giant apartment complexes about to go up over there. So there's a lot of good stuff in the piece. Go ahead.
That's something I was particularly interested in, and it's slightly tangential. So I could have gone more, and I didn't go as much as I could have. But there's an element to the way that these places have changed with the city, in the sense that Fox Ridge Pizza started at like Mendenhall Knight Arnold, like in the Fox Meadows neighborhood, and now it's on Brookhaven Circle, like right across from Andrew Michael. And, you know, X Lines is still in its original location up in Raleigh, but they also have a place at, like, you know, Kirby and Quince or whatever, which is a little bit more newer growth East Memphis.
Right.
Broadway also opened a location, their second location, right in the Poplar Corridor, but Broadway also saw the city change around them by standing still on Broad Avenue. I do think that that's an interesting story in its own right.
People can read that piece. And then there's a separate piece where you are a guide to pizza places, and it... All of this underlines.
Yeah, this is the first of three. It's a three-part guide. So we'll have one, another tomorrow, and another, I think, on Saturday.
And it all underlines one of the points you make, that there is no bad pizza town. Like, there's so many, like, you're having to do a three-part series on the Memphis pizza places, broken up thematically,
and we're going to leave places out that people get mad about.
And you're
going to
leave places out that people are going to get mad about. There's already places in today's piece that I'd never even heard of, and now I do want to go to them all. So how did you break them up thematically, and what is today's?
Yeah, you know, we sort of modeled this after the coffee shop guide I did a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
The coffee shop guide I did geographically, and that's a more satisfying way to break things up, but it's Impossible Pizza because, like, we do have a separate Memphis Pizza Cafe entry in every section and a separate X Lines in every section, and because of the chain. So.
Right.
We broke it up thematically, and it's sort of a rough thematic breakup. Go with us a little bit. But the one today we're calling Classic Pizza Parlors, and these are locally owned places that are pizza-oriented. They're not restaurants that have pizza in addition to other stuff. They are pizza places. They are locally owned, and they only have one or two locations. So that is what is today.
So is Memphis Pizza Cafe in this? But they're not.
No, because they have more than two locations.
This is limited to two locations,
yeah.
Basically.
And so tomorrow we'll do chains and by the slice places. So we'll have chains, places that have more than two locations, like Memphis Pizza Cafe and Garibaldi's will be tomorrow. And then places that are more like New York style, go in and grab a slice places like Little Italy. That'll be tomorrow as well. And then the third guide will be places that are more full-scale restaurants that have good pizza in addition to, like, other parts of the menu, but that are not expressly pizza places.
Are you including national chains? No.
No, not like Domino's Pizza Hut.
Good. Thank God. Yes, right.
Yeah,
no, right.
We do have, like, you know, Slim and Huskies, which has a Nashville-based place that has a Memphis location. Lost Pizza, which started in Mississippi and is now sort of a regional chain that has Memphis locations. And then Rotolo's, which I'm not sure where it's based out of, but it has a couple of Memphis locations. But the national, like, pizza fast food chains, no, we're not doing that.
All right, you can read all of that at the Daily Memphian. I love pizza, and you will, God, there's so many places you got to try. Okay, onward to the NBA. Game tonight, obviously in Minnesota. I mean, there are a lot of things that went into that win the other night for the Timberwolves. But some of it's literally just Karl Anthony Towns making shots that he normally makes that he had not made during the series and did the other night, right? I mean, isn't that like a lot of it?
Yeah, it's not like Dallas. It's only series that, like, you know, it's not like blowouts, right?
Right.
I mean, these are competitive games that Dallas is winning. And so it doesn't feel like this series should be a sweep, you know? It feels like it should be a competitive series. And so it's not surprising to see Minnesota win a game. It won't be surprising to see them win tonight. It won't be surprising to see them win any individual game.
Right.
It will be surprising to see them win four games in a row, which is what they have to do.
Right. Do you credit the defensive switch that they made, putting McDaniels on Kyrie? Was that, like, it's obviously one of the adjustments that they made seemed to work. Kyrie had an off night relative to what he had been doing. Do you like that?
Yeah, but I think it's less tactical, and that's part of it. But I think it's a combination of, A, Dallas lost Derek Lively, who I think is really effective for them. I think that's a big loss for Dallas. And then I think Minnesota just amped up their defensive intensity in a way they did right out of the gate against Denver. I think they came out of that Denver series with maybe some I'm just guessing here, but some combination of exhaustion and overconfidence, right? And I don't think they came into this series.
You said that before game one, honestly. You said that before game one. Yeah.
I just don't think they came into the series with that chip on our shoulder, we are going to devour you defensively mentality that, like they came into the Denver series with. And I think to me, the last game, like, because they and Luka really frustrated right out of the jump of that game with their physicality. And that was the first game where they summoned that. I think there's a good chance they summoned it back home because the crowd, and we saw it 2 years ago during the playoffs when the Grizzlies were here. Like, that, when that crowd gets going, I mean, of all the Grizzlies playoff series of this iteration, the Minnesota games were louder than the Los Angeles or Golden State games. So maybe they get it tonight, and then it gets really interesting with the game six in Dallas. Like, it's very possible.
Another theme has been a, and I'm sure you appreciate this, a growing appreciation of Kyle Anderson and the work that he has done. It's tricky for Minnesota because there's this feeling like, how can you play him alongside Rudy Gobert, right? Like, do you have, and yet they have won the minutes he's been on the floor. And he has an ability to he's given Luka maybe more trouble than maybe anybody else on the Timberwolves. Your thoughts on Kyle?
There's this clip from the last game that my friend Keith Parrish, aka Fast Break Breakfast, tweeted out.
Yeah.
And it's literally a possession, half court possession. Kyle Anderson is almost basically pushing Carl Anthony Towns to a spot on the floor, and then he's yelling at Anthony Edwards and pointing. Pointing for Anthony Edwards to where he needs to pass the ball.
Right.
And then after the pass, Anderson sets the screen that creates the open shot. Like, him and Conley, and this sounds maybe a little homerish because they're both former Grizzlies players, but those guys have, like, hyper-elevated basketball IQs. And the thing about Anderson is that he's not good at shooting jump shots. Yeah. He is good at everything else, physically and mentally, on the basketball floor.
It is kind of interesting to think, you look back at that, De'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, like they were winning basketball players. And
this won't happen, but Anderson's a free agent this summer. I'd go offer him the taxpayer mid-level and say, please come back. You'll find a way to help us. You put him on your basketball team, he will find a way to help your basketball team.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on pizza and basketball. All right, we have two lawn tickets to Dierks Bentley, June 6th, live at the Garden. All you have to do, listen, if you could knock Jeffrey down a peg, that'd be fine by me. Defeat Jeffrey, be righter than right. But all you have to really do is play honorably, because it's two lawn tickets. We'll take caller number two, 445-0929, 445-0929. We'll play righter than right trivia when we return. In the meantime, I will remind you, NBA playoffs thoroughly underway. And right now, new customers over at FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, so it's safe, secure, you get your money fast. And you can use that $150 to bet on whatever you like. No better place to bet on all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. That's my name, CALKINS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We will be back to play Righter Than Right Trivia on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' sports station and podcast leader.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa.
Winning. Dancing.
Or at the sports book. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
The Memphis Italian Festival is happening now through Saturday at Marquette Park. Bring the family to enjoy fun in Luigi Land, bocce, cornhole, live music, mouth-watering Italian cuisine, and wait for it. The Hideaway is back tomorrow and Saturday from 5 till 11. Admission is only $50 more and includes your food and drinks. Plus, don't forget your $10 raffle ticket for your chance to win a 2024 Chevy Trailblazer LS. For tickets and info, visit memphisitalianfestival.org. The Memphis Italian Festival, sponsored by Chuck Hutton Chevrolet.
At Take 5, we're faster than you think. That means we'll change your oil and have you back on the road faster than it takes for your fancy designer half-calf, heavy cream, no whip, mocha latte to get cold. Just sit back and relax while our fast, friendly team does all the work. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, you can save big on bags of Doritos, Tostitos, and Ruffles chips. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lover. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the Meister of Fun and Games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good morning. So much talk about pizza, right? So if you want pizza today, I highly recommend Rockin' Dough. We're there every Thursday. Actually, it's Anthony Sane who's there every Thursday. We have music bingo there, free to play, Thursday nights out at Rockin' Dough in Cordova. Of course, they're Tennessee-based out of Jackson, but they only have Tennessee locations. And the pizza's so good. I highly recommend the Super Freak if you haven't tried the Super Freak out there, or the Hello Pesteroni, also a great choice. But shout out to a Rockin' Dough with all this pizza talk going on.
Pizza's unbelievably great. Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
We do indeed, Jeff. We welcome Dan. He's on I-40 to the program.
Dan's on I-40. That's always a little dangerous in all kinds of ways, to the game, to Dan, to surroundings. So Dan, drive carefully. Jeffrey, what's he playing for?
Jeff, we have two tickets to go see Dierks Bentley. It'll be the first show at Live at the Garden on June the 6th, as well as two passes to the Saturday's 901 wrestling show. Compliments of Kevin, second row reserve seats.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we've been running out of seats all year long. It's been standing room only out there at 901 Wrestling. It happens at Black Lodge, usually once a month, but this summer we're doing double shows on the first and the third Saturday of the month, and we're kicking that off this weekend with a big 18-19 championship main event. And, of course, I'll be out there on stage. So come see me. It's a great thing to do. It's, they've got AC, so 901wrestling.com if you want some tickets.
Dan, where are you headed? Where are you going, Dan?
Up to Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, good. So you got a little while here. You got just enough time to dust Jeff Rhee, collect your prize, and be on your way. So I will turn matters over to Kevin. Best of luck.
This is Writer Than Right Trivia. All you got to do is get more right than Jeffrey, or, of course, play honorably to win the awesome double prize today. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. It is the current events era, so it's all questions about stuff that's been going on in the news. If Jeffrey misses a question at some point, that's a big if, then you can't steal from him and vice versa. That happens one time throughout the duration of the game. Your two categories to start today: around the U.S. or around the world?
Let's go around the U.S.
Around the U.S. What popular online furnishing retailer just opened its first brick-and-mortar location, a 150,000 square foot store in a Chicago suburb?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. It's a popular online furnishing retailer. They just opened its first brick-and-mortar location, a 150,000 square foot store in a Chicago suburb.
Let's try Wayfair.
Wayfair is correct. Wayfair.
Dang it. Jeffrey, you got your hands full already, I can tell.
At a Wayfair.
All right. Over to Jeffrey.
We're going around the world. China is performing military drills around what self-governing island in response to its recent election of a president?
Taiwan?
Taiwan is correct.
Couldn't remember if it was an island or not.
And away we go. Taiwan is definitely an island. It is 1-2-1. Back to Dan.
Dan, breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Stats released by McDonald's president this week revealed the current average price of many menu items at the restaurant. Is the average cost of a quarter pounder with cheese more or less than $6?
Less.
It is less than $6. It's $5.39 for a quarter pounder with cheese. You're on the board.
He's not just on the board. He's leading 2-1.
No, you continue. The price is up considerably, but yes, it is $5.39.
Less than $6. Okay.
Breakfast for you, Jeffrey. In the same stats released by the McDonald's president, is the average cost of an Egg McMuffin more or less than $5?
I'm still going to say less.
It is less. It is $4.29. $4.29 for an Egg McMuffin. Up 23% from 2019 when it was $3.49.
We're off to a great game. This is like the NHL playoffs so far. You know, this is Edmonton and Dallas. Back to Dan.
Sure, it's like the NHL playoffs, but I think more people in Memphis are paying attention to this contest than those. We've got criminals or millennials.
What was the first one? Criminals?
Criminals or millennials?
Criminals or millennials?
This is a dynamite
There is an overlap somewhere there. You know, they're in a Venn diagram.
Let's try millennials.
Millennials. Carlo Acutis died of leukemia in 2006 at the age of 15. But he made history recently when he became the first millennial to become what?
I have no idea. I don't know.
There's been no misses. So all the steals are out there. We got an I don't know Jeffrey Steele or something.
No clue either.
Sainted. He was sainted.
Yes, he's a saint. He's a Catholic saint. Yeah. Catholic.
What did he do to be sainted? Do you know the answer to that, Kevin?
You know, I could. I
didn't follow. I read the headline. Yeah, me either. Anyway, so still tied. Over to Jeffrey.
I'm not sure what the criminals typically are for that. The criminals for you, Jeffrey. Serial killer David Berkowitz was just denied parole again. By what name was he better known by before getting caught?
Berkowitz. All right. Denied parole.
David Berkowitz.
I'll say the Unabomber.
That is incorrect. David, or Dan, I'm sorry.
Dan, you want to take a shot, Dan?
No, I'm going to save my steal.
All right.
It would be the Son of Sam. Son of Sam. Denied parole. Again, AI or the internet?
Yeah.
Final part of regulation here, AI or internet for you, Dan?
Let's go internet.
Internet, the series Critical Role just announced Beacon, its new membership and streaming service. It's a Critical Role is a popular show about eight friends sitting around playing what game? Critical Role.
Trivial Pursuit.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you want to steal? Do you watch Critical Role?
I do not. I think I'm going to steal.
All right, go ahead.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons is correct.
Oh, big lead. There's a gutsy move by Jeffrey to take the lead. And now he can open up a big lead with AI.
Scarlett Johansson has threatened to open AI with a lawsuit for using a voice for ChatGPT that sounds very familiar to how she sounds in what 2013 film?
Her is correct. That's 4-2. Dan was doing so well. Now he's got his work cut out for him as we head into the final round. Dan, how many years do you want to wager?
The two points.
And Jeffrey is wagering one. All right, over to Dan.
Music's the final category. You want A or B, Dan?
A.
Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things recently got married to the son of what 80s rocker? Who also have, of course, had success in the 90s and 2000s.
John Bon Jovi's son.
John Bon Jovi's son is correct.
Look at that. He's got three. Jeffrey has wagered.
No, he's got four.
He's got four?
Yeah. He wagered all two.
He had two.
Oh, he wagered four. That's right. He's got four. Jeffrey, you have. I've lost. I have one job. It's 4-4. So you got to get this right.
Correct.
It's all on the line. Yeah. I had one job. Jeffrey. I didn't do it well. I lost track. Go ahead.
Jeffrey has only lost one time this year. He's getting closer and closer to his 20th win. Okay, let's see if he can do it here. More than a million people braved the heat of Rio de Janeiro, a beach in Rio de Janeiro, to watch what performer's free concert on May the 4th, ending their world tour.
We just had this, Jeffrey.
I think it's Madonna, but Madonna.
Madonna is correct.
Yes. It was a subject of Jeff Dawkins' show. That was a hell of a game. Jeffrey triumphs. What do you think of Dan's effort? Are you going to reward him?
Dan played honorably. I've got his information.
So Dan will get two tickets to see Dirks Bentley.
And two passes to 901 Wrestling.
And two passes to see to 901 Wrestling this Saturday. The Bentley concert is June 6th, live at the Garden. So that's a nice nice prize package, Dan. Congratulations. Drive safe.
Thank you.
Kevin, once again, tell people how they can figure out where you and your talented cast will be.
Go to CerritoEntertainment.com, find out where we're playing. We've got music bingo and trivia happening almost every day of the week. Now, trivia now is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't forget, we're playing 3 days a week all around the city, especially every night, pretty much in downtown, midtown, and northern Mississippi.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Touchdown Club of Memphis. Next speaker on Monday, June 10th, Cole Kublik, ESPN and SEC college football analyst. The 2024 speaker series with the Touchdown Club of Memphis featuring Cole Kublik. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, the Odyssey app is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more right on your smartphone. Plus, go back and listen to anything you may have missed live with Rewind. It's always football season on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Kathy, when my friends shop for insurance, they usually say, I am so over this. Ugh.
What they should be saying is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle.
Kathy and her team are great. They understand your frustrations with rising costs. Reach out and ask them to help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you.
901-767-7744. Remember, I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Soak up the summer savings with Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for everyday essentials or planning a sun-filled trip, Family Dollar has amazing deals on the stuff you need this season. Like Copper Tone Sun Care products, now buy one, get one 50% off. Or Capri Sun 10 packs on sale for only $3. Want to save even more? Check out the Family Dollar app to see how you can save more than ever before with smart coupons. Only at Family Dollar, helping you do more.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 MPG? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease, plus 0% APR for 48 months. Available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Plus finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
What could be more fun and exciting than working for a company that produces many of your favorite beverages like beer, seltzers, and more? At Blue City Brewery, we make them all, and we want you to join our team. As a maintenance team member, you can make up to $40 an hour. Yeah, you heard that right. And we're hosting a maintenance job fair on Thursday, May 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the brewery, located at 5151 East Rains Road in Memphis. We'll be conducting on-the-spot interviews. For additional career info, visit citybrewery.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Talk pizza about pizza today. This is all in wake, of course, of a survey that said we're a terrible pizza town, which we're really not. And it used to be not great. Now, a million pizza places. Jeffrey, do you have one preferred pizza place?
Probably in the end, it's MPC.
And what's
your
order?
It's the one I go most frequently.
It's certainly the one I go to most frequently. But it's also a minute from my house.
Yeah.
Memphis Pizza Cafe.
The Hay Meat.
The Hay Meat.
Yeah.
We get the pepperoni and the buffalo chicken. The buffalo chicken's really good.
Aaliyah likes that one.
And I mean, literally, it's a minute from my house. And so, and they're nice in there, and I have grown to really like it. And so, but like if Aldo's was a minute from my house and my pizza crave was as far as Aldo's is from my house, I'd probably go to Aldo's more often.
I'm not the biggest Aldo's
guy. You're not a big Aldo's guy.
There's something about the crust.
It's a puffier crust than.
I definitely like High Point.
I've never been to High Point.
I like High Point a lot.
I mean, I like Pyro's, for God's sakes. Like,
sure.
It's its own thing. It's different. You know what I mean?
What pizza obviously don't I like? I obviously like Hog and Hominy, too, but like, I put that in kind of
it's a different category. As Chris said, the third category of places that they're going to, they're not even reviewing them. They're just sort of describing and telling you what's good and whatever else on the menu. All this is the three-part series on the best pizza places in Memphis. That's a place that sells lots of things and sells pizza among them.
Yeah.
It's not a pizza place.
Correct.
All right. We do have other matters to get to. First of all, as a public service, I wanted to remind folks, this was released today, that the FedEx St. Jude Championship and Big River Steel are combining to give members of the U.S. military tickets to the tournament this year. So active duty, retired, reserve, veterans, and National Guard members can claim up to 2 complimentary grounds tickets per day each day of the championship while supplies last. To claim your tickets, go to FedExChampionship.com/community to claim your tickets. Again, that's FedExChampionship.com/community. That is 2 tickets for active duty, retired, reserve, veterans, and National Guard members for the FedEx St. Jude Championship. It's a cool thing they do. I appreciate them doing it. They asked me to help get the word out. I am thrilled to have help get the word out. Supporter, obviously, of that tournament and a supporter of all the folks who have served, and continue to serve in the U.S. military. The other matters, Jeffrey, we did have the Scottie Scheffler stuff, charges dropped. That seemed a foregone conclusion.
Yep.
That would happen. He will not be suing Louisville. His attorney said he will not be bringing a lawsuit against Louisville. Now we can all move on. In other matters, let's turn to the NFL briefly. The Colossus, Justin Fields, will not be returning kicks.
Shocking.
Will he be? That was a story 3 weeks ago, off-season story.
Yes, that was the classic. Somebody like said on a podcast.
A teammate actually raised the possibility. And so,
It was the teammate was telling the story of the special teams coach saying.
Right. What's your prediction? What's your prediction for how that quarterback situation plays out? Really interesting quarterback situation.
Yeah, you could tell me Wilson gets the job day one.
Wilson starts with the job.
And Fields is going to end the season. That'd be my prediction.
And what? When? Because Wilson is going to get hurt, or because Wilson's going to flounder and fail?
Because Wilson's just not that good. And at a certain point, he's...
I mean, if
we saw last year, Tomlin will switch it up.
They were floundering, though.
I think they're going to...
Wilson's not going to be as bad as Kenny Pickett was.
Wilson's
not
good.
Oh, you really think so? All right. Well, that's interesting. Secondly, the Chiefs, man, one dude after another gets in trouble.
I don't understand how they fly under the radar like this.
Like, it is reaching the level of old Florida Gators stuff.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like this is what we used to make fun of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Like,
and in fairness, this is not a high-profile Chief. Isaiah Bugs, I don't think... Most people have heard of him, and they certainly couldn't have placed him as a chief, right? but he has just been cited in Alabama for animal cruelty. There was evidently left a rental place or something that where he'd been living, and there was a dispute over back rent. So they show up, and there's two dogs left in the back porch, emaciated. One of them ultimately had to be starving, emaciated. One of them ultimately had to be put down. The other one is still alive, and he has been cited for animal cruelty. It is kind of like one thing after another with the Chiefs. They don't have that reputation at all.
I know. That's why I don't get it.
And then the Commanders, Marjorie Harris, who is one of the owners of the Commanders, was out doing public stuff yesterday. And evidently, everybody in Washington, and I think nationwide, I think we as a country can come together on this one, can't we? Hates the name Commanders.
Yes, absolutely.
And people in Washington hate the name Commanders. And there have been surveys done. Everybody hates the name Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said was, you know, and she said, I've been out and about and people seem to like the name just fine, whatever. And she said, and then she said, this is key. So that's what's going to be for now. And so people have underlined and circled and noted the for now. Do you predict the Commanders will ultimately, it is so obvious that they should have named themselves the Hogs.
Yes, absolutely.
How the hell are they, like, what would the logic be not to be the Hogs? Well, the Hogs is a great, like, there's no other Hogs unless you go to Arkansas, and even they aren't the Hogs. Like, is there another team, is there a sports team that is named the Hogs?
Well, so the reasoning was that Snyder was trying, he wanted something military because he thought it would help get military funding. Like, it'd bring in a revenue stream.
The Hogs is a great name.
The truth is, football team's better than this.
It pays tribute to the history of that franchise.
And it's unique.
And it's totally unique. And there's a million fun things that can be done with the Hogs. It is a, like, in a time when, I mean, I still have struggled with the Guardians, right?
Yeah.
Guardians, by the way, great season for the Guardians. Mm-hmm. Guardians are out of nowhere to have a great season. Good for them. But a terrible name.
Yeah.
And you got Guardians and you got Commanders. And then you've got a possibility of having a name like the Hogs.
Yes.
And you pass on it for the freaking Commanders? Disaster.
Dan Snyder, baby. So, I do wonder, what do we think?
I think
what
they
do we
will
think this new hockey team's going to be?
I think they will ultimately change it. Don't you think they will ultimately
change it?
What are they going to name
I think they're going to change it when they open the when they get the new stadium. I think those two things will be
They'll
together.
Wait and they'll link it and they'll do that. Speaking of football, Showboats wrap up their
mercifully
lamentable season in Memphis. Sunday will be their final game. I was talking to Tim Buckley about this because he's covered the Showboats for the Daily Memphian, and he's got written columns about him and whatnot. He was there this past week when they went down to defeat to a former Ole Miss quarterback. He's convinced that the fact that the team isn't here during the week makes a huge difference, right? Like that it really is hard to market a team when they're not here during the week. I'll be honest, I'm not convinced that that makes a huge difference. I think the real problem in Memphis is exhaustion with minor league teams, and whether if people are capable of ignoring them if they were practicing here. Yes, TV stations could do midweek interviews, but is that really with the quarterback? Is that really going to get people to go out? Maybe.
No, I think also, I think it's been proven spring football is just not something we're going to buy into. I'm not even saying Memphis. Like St. Louis is the outlier.
As you point out, it's St. Louis is crushing it. Everybody else is struggling.
I mean, the Redbirds are
here.
Have
you watched any more? You watched game one.
I've watched, it's the classic, background noise, TV too. But it's just, every game is, 12 to 10.
What is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill will join Jason today. Eric Kastein, Jason Smith will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. It's Thursday, so Jeff will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit dealer stock only.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-3128. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-3128. That's 800-575-3128. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Starting this Saturday, Genesis turns the laws of finance upside down with 0.0 interest financing on anything and everything. That's right, while rates are going sky high everywhere else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.